Yeah, they don't know what's up.
This topic is going to be based off a tweet I saw the other day. So the tweet goes, men aren't friends with women. Any male friend you think you have is only still around because they want to fuck you.
Yes!
Yeah, how many people are anti-female best friend here?
You know, just for laughs, me too, I am.
Okay, for laughs. Guys. Okay, it's quiet. I need her to say something. I feel she has something to
I
say.
I actually don't have anything to say. I'm trying to speak.
Do you have a male best friend?
No.
Would you have a male best friend?
Okay, no. The question is, if you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. would you let your partner have a female best friend?
I like her school of thought. I'm sorry.
Because me, I have a female best friend. And I used to have a girlfriend, right? And the female best friend came before the girlfriend. So what are you saying? Are you saying I should leave my female best friend?
I asked the question first. Did you answer? What are you telling her that you're not telling her?
The thing I was telling her before you came into my life.
I found the answer point for this.
But despite that, I don't think I have a problem with my partner having a female best friend. But I shouldn't be. How do I put it? I shouldn't be oblivious. Do you understand? Yes. Like whatever it is you're telling her, let's say you're giving her 100%, give me 95%.
Okay, so you don't even mind. Getting less.
Okay, you don't mind.
I don't mind because she was there before me.
You're a strong woman.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said.
She was there before me.
Most women are not going to concord with what you said. Because let me give you
one. Everybody's entitled to
what if she has bunda more than you?
Oh, God! Oh, my God!
A bunda la cata!
A bunda la cata!
Are you still with your girlfriend?
No. The bunda remains.
Girlfriends are temporary, but Mia, she's eternal.
Okay, wait. Okay, I have a different dynamic to this now. Okay. Would you let your partner be friends with the opposite sex? Like, let's remove bestie now. Let's just say friends.
Yes. Friends, like, sure. Random.
I'm here now.
That's fine, right? That's fine.
You cannot control that. Come on.
You can't control that.
And the question is, for you as a guy, in a relationship,
would
you allow your girl have a male bestie?
Best friend. In my own context. Wait, first now. In my own context,
he was there before you. He was there before you.
Me, I will focus. Wait, now this is in my own context, right? I'm not doing anything with my female best friend. So if it's the same thing with them, then why not?
You obviously just want to believe that, okay, this is the same dynamic. Because you have not done...
Play with me.
No, exactly. You just... Because most of you will just go with a clear mind that, look, I have a female best friend. I have not done anything with her. You have a male best friend. Hopefully.
That's not what people are saying. Thoughts will always enter.
Let me say what.
Let I go.
But do you know that there's a possible tendency that bestie she's keeping has intentions.
That's my point. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The thoughts will always be there, or else she looks like a man.
There's something different. I don't know whether I've seen that Steve Harvey interview where he's like he doesn't like having female friends.
Yes.
Right? So he said he doesn't like having female friends because of the tendency that anyways, that idea of if you have a female friend as a guy, you want to just snap that bit.
Yeah, but that's
it.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. See ya.
That's an extreme. Never.
Okay, you can't.
There's some people that you just get close to after the sex has happened. Yeah, like it happened a whole long time ago. It's not happening.
And it's not happening again.
Close to the person. Yeah. It's not happening.
I like.
No, it's not happening again. But it has happened before.
I like what Ikenna said. Yeah.
But it's not clarity.
I like what Ikenna said because now it's going to actually pull us back to this tweet. Mm. Yeah, and this tweet was actually put out as a debate, like amongst my friends, and you know, how will I say? I had to explain that. Okay, there's something my grandmother used to say. She always used to say she thinks male and female shouldn't be friends. Like guys and boys can't be friends.
Guys and girls.
Reason why
guys and girls.
Reason why is because there's the way we guys think, right? There's the way we think. I think see what I'm going to say now, all of you understand it. All of you will understand it.
Including Oge.
No.
That's what I'm looking at him.
No, this is a guy thing. Yeah. Okay. There are some times that we actually meet the opposite sex, not with the intent of sex.
Yes.
But there's a possibility that that thought can be upgraded. Do you understand?
Like no, subscription.
This boy.
Because I don't understand.
This boy, you are spitting facts.
Facts. Like now, okay. I can meet you. I can think you're a really cool person. Like, I have no sexual thoughts. But I can tell you that as our friendship progresses, there's something that will just wake up in me. And I will just want to smash.
That you can tell her at that beginning. I can, or Linda.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you,
it's a gradual story.
It's a gradual thing. That's why it's a two-way process. There are sometimes we meet the opposite sex, and the next thing we are thinking is, okay, I want to have sex with this person.
Yes.
But there are sometimes we meet you as platonic friends. We are friends, yeah. But something will just upgrade that thought.
Yeah, that's true.
That or more, if it comes down to it, we can have sex.
Okay, so imagine.
He says he wants to see something.
Okay, so what you're saying now is male and female, right?
Yes.
Now, in 2022, I believe that guys are not guys now.
My point is that
at the end of the day, everybody has like freedom and everything. It all boils down to boundaries.
Yes.
That's what it all boils down to. It doesn't make any sense to tell me that like a guy and a girl cannot be friends. You can do anything you want to. My point in bringing up the gay thing is that a guy can like a guy. So you are telling me that the reason why the guy and the girl cannot be friends is because the possibility is there. So then gayness is there now. That means the guy can't be friends.
This is the fourth dimension being shattered.
What he's saying, about you can meet someone,
it's pushing boundaries,
and you can meet someone and you don't really
have any sexual intention,
but you like the person's company, and then keep spending time with that person. Your girlfriend is fucking up, but that person is not fucking up. You understand? Like
case and point.
I saw the naughty fall of you. See, case and that's the way this guy talk. They don't tiff out before.
No.
Victor, tell the truth. They tiffed you.
Case and point. You just made the points, and I feel. How do I put it? Remember my friends in school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. F and T.
Yes.
Exactly. So. No. We're friends initially. We're cool.
Mm.
Somewhere down the line, it was about to change to something. Yes. Yeah. Like what you explained, it was about to change something, you know.
Yeah.
Extra. But how do I put it? We reverted to Monkey. We kept on being friends. We just like pushed the urge aside and kept on being friends. And honestly, you treasure the friendship more.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that just because the thought has been upgraded that it would happen. That's why I said if it comes down to it. Now, it will not be our decisions if or more we value this friendship.
Like, who even verbally established those boundaries that you people are talking about?
That was his argument.
Did you try and push the boundary that the boundary said no?
Even as married couples, married couples have like
destiny.
You get destiny. That's my point is that thought is always going to be there. Yes. Nobody here can tell me that no matter the kind of love you love your girlfriend, that you must want to be that will pass a big match and you know that. No, it's in the
top. Which is another proof.
It is there.
Yeah, like, superior that, to breasts.
All these friends that you meet at the beginning. So like, I feel like the thought is always good. It is there. Nobody's denying it. My point is now that relationships are based on commitment and boundaries. Yeah. That's the end. At the end, it's always going to be there just for you to tell yourself that, okay, no matter what,
yeah, but,
I'm not crossing that.
But the hardest one is that you meet, yeah, that the intention doesn't come at first. There's no bunda, right?
Wait, you know why?
No, the question I'm supposed to ask is, would you allow, like, as a girl, would you allow your boyfriend to have a best friend with a bunda that is bigger than your own?
Before you say best friend, I want to believe he has had her before he met her.
Yeah, but was she getting her
past?
What happened to her?
She's not part of me.
No, that, she has a point. Yeah, she was always
there.
Before she came.
Wait, guys. See,
You guys, I'll hear from Jerry.
Sometimes being done in the OP is not as sweet as something you're hiding to do.
Let's hear from Jerry.
It is sweet. For me, but like I said it before, as a guy in a relationship, me, I can't let my girlfriend have a new bestie. That one is fact. Now, my point is, the reason for that is, women are, they are easy to manipulate. Yeah? They are very easy. Very easy to manipulate. Now, you give, like for example, now I'm having issues with my girlfriend. She goes and meet the bestie. Instead of her to communicate with me, let's sort out our shit. Now, bestie is a guy. I'm a guy. I know what he wants. Let's not even lie to ourselves. Like, I know what he wants.
Okay, me, I have a question.
Wait, let's finish. Bestie is a guy. Definitely, like, I know what he wants. Now, my bestie, the bestie is telling her, give it. Yeah. Now, let's say, okay, things go south between us. She's definitely going to fall back to that bestie. Yes. And even if they are together or whatever, we're together, we're cool. In my head, I'm thinking that, oh, more low-key. She's collecting knacks. So, me, I can't let it. And I would not even have a female bestie.
Yes.
Okay, that's my point. Wait, my point now is
before you continue that, let me just try and eloquently put what Jerry is trying to say.
What so are you trying to say? That he wasn't eloquent enough
because he said something about women.
Oh,
what Jerry is trying to say is that the male bestie, and this is very true, can manipulate the situation.
Yeah,
he'll be picking up your slack.
Yes.
My boyfriend doesn't take me out. Next thing you know, he's like, babe, let's go to.
It's a
two-way
thing.
Let's go to. But when you
no, wait, no, no, seriously.
You have to cry on his addicted.
But what I don't like this. Can you let that you people keep saying? Let's say you meet a honey today and you like her and gets out and then you find out she's my best friend. What do you mean? Can you let?
Wait, I meet a honey like how?
And you find out she's my best friend. You can start this and you find out she's my best friend.
Wait, I meet somebody today.
Yes.
And we start dating.
Yes.
And I find out that she's your best friend.
Yes.
She's you, Nathaniel. Like, both of you are best friends. Abi?
Let me understand now.
Because you use you.
The question is, can you let your girlfriend have a female best friend? Are you letting if I was there before you?
No, I'm just saying, like, okay, it's different. See, like, last, but he said something like, okay, there are boundaries, yeah? Fine.
So your point is you tell her it's not going to work. Yes.
Like, no, I'm not going to say it's not going to work. If let's say if we are together and then I see her getting close to a nigga. You understand? And then I'll be like, the way you're getting close to this nigga, I'm
I understand where Jerry's coming from. I won't be comfortable.
Then if they were together before me, then that's where boundaries are. I'll be like,
that relationship is superior to the friendship that you have.
Exactly.
So you're supposed to put that one.
Exactly. You're supposed to prioritize your relationship.
You can't use this one.
Okay, like now I have a female best friend.
But the point is he still agreed to the situation that she
Yeah, there has to be a conversation.
So you have to reduce
and allow it.
But like let's backtrack to the question. Where you said if I meet a honey today and both of you are best friends,
yes.
Me, I'll break up with her because I don't trust
That's
her.
That's why I said emphasize on
Okay, Nathaniel, look now. Okay, let me use this example. I have a best friend, right? And anytime we talk about, like, there's a time, like, she's always bothering me about when will I enter a relationship or when I meet someone.
Mind your own business, about. I'm not trying to fuck you.
No, chill. That's why she's not your best friend.
Why?
You understand? Exactly. So,
to be a best
in
friend,
the line of this conversation now, yeah, she always makes this statement that, this one, or when you start dating this one, that means me, I'll disappear. Okay, I like when she makes that statement.
How you like
because
that?
Let me explain something. Because she understands that
there will be problems if we keep the kind of closure we have.
Yes.
Now, I feel like when you're getting into a relationship and you know your partner has a best friend, fine, pull it out, like bring it out, talk about it, tell them that, okay, I know you have a best friend, but you need to calm down. Then it's also your partner's job to talk to your to their best friend and say, okay, this is what's happening and I'm going to prioritize my relationship. But
that's if your best friend is reasonable.
Well, it doesn't. Let me tell you the truth. The truth is that if that person's best friend does not respect you, that means the person doesn't respect the relationship, nor you. That's the truth. I'm not saying I can't really come out to say that I'm anti best friend or this thing. Personally, I don't really give a shit. You know, I'm this kind of person that if I'm in a relationship, I'll give you my trust. But if you fuck up, now you go use your hand, tell me, and I'm ready to leave.
But I also think it can never work because that instance I gave you before was true. If the best friend's bunda is bigger, I also think it can work because the girl started having inferiority issues. It was a personal issue that she was taking out on other people. Because this one looks better.
Case and point. Understand? Case and point.
If the best friend kind of looks better, she will always feel.
Someone we know had the same notion. Because someone's bestie was hotter.
You understand? They always feel like that.
Personally, I think when it comes to male-female relationship, there's this element of flirtation.
Yes.
I think it has to exist.
Yes,
there's sexual tension. It's like edging towards something.
It's not always edging towards something.
No, it's not towards something. It's always, you know, there's a line where if you cross it, you're on the other side. But you just stay as close to the line as possible.
Please, I want
to. And that's what makes it exciting.
If you also accuse me and Napoli, you say it to our face.
The thing is, it's your choice whether to move forward. And even happens with even married people.
Yes, it does.
The person is married and you're friends with the person. There's this thing, the way you relate to your guy, it's not the way you relate to this person. Although you know you're not having any sexual intentions towards the person. There's this thing, you can't really touch it, but like, you know it's there, you know? And it can switch at any time. That's why, personally, I feel for a lady that has too many male friends around her, for me, it's a red flag. Not because I'm insecure or all that, but I know that, you know, guys,
one of those idiots
at some point.
Nah, some honeys are just
because it takes bro, it takes
guys, you. Some honeys are just comfortable.
You still have several male friends. See, you don't know their intentions. That's all.
Well, I don't know their intentions.
See, Jerry. Thank you. See, Jerry. That's why this. You see how everything is still coming back to that tweet.
Yes.
You see how everything is still coming back to that. That's why I said. Yes, that's the thing about guys. Whether you meet the person with sexual intentions or not, that thing, it's always there.
It's not like it's there.
That's why I said it has to be there because you as a man, we might not even admit it. I'm telling you, we might not even consciously admit it, but unconsciously we want to. Like, it's just an urge inside.
Because as a man, you understand.
There's never a girl's relationship with a woman that you get, wow, this girl is awesome.
You know this kind of thing. And then later our dick thinks for us. And I'm like, okay. I want to fuck this girl too.
Our dicks have separate brains.
Exactly.
It's not a joke. When a guy says, I was thinking my dick, it's actually a thing.
Let me give you an example. I've shown you some
surviving infidelity stories.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them that it turns out that in the middle of the marriage or whatever, the woman will have like a male friend. And the husband will ask about this person and be wary of this person. Because all of us as guys know all these tactics of trying to get close to someone, be them married or in a relationship.
No.
We know the tactics. Same so whenever we know. Tell, same way women know themselves.
They know. You people know. Like, it's not a joke. Women know themselves. Women.
And 9 out of 10 times, every time they are worried about the nigga, they are absolutely right to be worried about the person.
My problem with women, they will not go and cheat with somebody that is in Kuje or cheating with someone that is following you to go and play football together.
Or your brother. Like, or your brother, exactly. Thing. That's why
guys that is in Kuje.
Guys have
guys mostly have these things. I feel like everybody has like, oh, he's not my friend, so why should I give a shit if he has a girlfriend? You're like, I don't give a shit. He's not my friend. I have nothing to do with this guy, so why should I give a shit?
In fact, they're your girlfriend. So obviously, it's the person that approached her. The person that approached her is close enough. That's why she felt for it. It's not anybody's fault.
So this brings me to a story now, like, because I have a friend. Yeah, he has literally like, he where he works. Definitely, there are temptations. Let me put it that way.
People have work husbands. And
yes, now definitely they have work husbands. They have work wives.
But this one,
but this guy, his own issue now is in as much as he has this kind of like understanding relationship with the woman. Yeah, there are sometimes that the woman would like, or more. This our relationship, you get as a deal, we guys calm down, I get husband, you understand that kind of thing. Even this guy mentioned it once or twice on this podcast, Nova, on one of our episodes, mentioned an issue.
Something similar to this.
Sometimes women know. There's no way you know.
Call somebody's wife at 4 a.m. in the morning. I just remember.
There's no man in the contour's wife at 4 a.m. in the
morning. The man that caused the issue.
The man came and slapped him and I said, very good.
Sir, I'll hold him. Let's say you can give him another hot word. Why are you this like this?
But who calls somebody's wife at 4 a.m.? He woke up early in the morning and saw a missed call,
and he was supposed to handle business.
So it was a text, then he had to do bed sheets.
He was supposed to send midnight message.
Exactly.
He said he flashed so that the missed call will show. I think that's what he said.
Which one is worse?
Called flashing by 4 a.m. No, just so that the missed call will show.
No, it was a text.
It's even better.
Whose number is this?
So he texted her.
And it caused problems.
You, which man is testing your wife by 4 a.m? Are you okay?
As a man, there's
always. I almost believed you.
As a man, definitely. I feel like men have this natural instinct to always protect their territory.
As in
it, like, that's it. But even see. Once you just know another man is giving, or your wife is giving another man total attention. But you could suspect.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, even in the animal kingdom.
No, but it's not just men.
Okay, so, you guys.
Question. Okay, so something happened with the relationship. Something happened recently. So,
the last single.
Wait. So, if.
You know, the last time.
The
last time we saw somebody that was a single.
Nice, right?
Okay, you can ask.
My eyes bleeding from the amount of singleness.
Low key information, man. Now, money can't go there. Oh, wait.
So,
okay, my question is like that now. If. Or to all the guys, you know, your babe. Yeah, you just met this girl. That's fine. You guys are friendly and everything. Now your babe comes to me and tell you that you should clear this babe. You should tell her that you just clear, like right straight out. Will you do it?
But clear how?
You have an interior motive.
The same way I just said that everybody knows. You know.
There's interior motive.
That's why you don't. If another guy
just shows up out of nowhere and was just basically meeting your babe, how far you're being.
No, tell her, make you clear the guy.
Like if you see how we turn
your ass. Okay, so hang on. You've seen so many stories.
What's wrong with you telling you a girl will tell you, oh please stay away from your best friend, and you'll be like, okay, no problem, and you do, and then you tell her, hey, stay away from this. Like, ah no, but it's just a friend.
He's just a friend.
Okay, so wait, there was a time that there was a girl I was dating, there's a girl I was with.
But whenever it happens, they're quick.
Basically, there was this guy, me and her were hanging out, and there was this guy who kept calling me. What's his name? Like,
hanging out, quote unquote.
Shut up. There was this guy who kept calling her. So one time, I just picked up the phone and said, hey, yo, man, what's up? That's your boyfriend. Stop calling. I'm spending time with her. And I hung up. And she looked at me. I was like, if you weren't going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Well, that's petty, you know?
Yes.
If she's not going to do it, why the hell will I do it?
Why not?
Why the hell will I do it?
No, you make a good point.
She's the one that's supposed to claim him
back. You make a good point. You make a good point.
Me doing it.
You make a good point.
That's like I say.
See, you make a good point. But on my seat, in my own.
You really know how to do anything, but that attention.
From my point of view, I didn't have the stress. From my own point of view, I just didn't want. I wanted him to stop calling at that point. That, like, she can go and tell him whatever she wants, like, when two of them. I just didn't want
to. Actually.
You guys are picking on me. So you're telling me. What's happening? I listen to something. There is a meeting.
You're trying to tell me her phone did not have do not disturb.
Okay.
No, this was 2018. I don't think DND was that popular as a function at that time.
Okay.
DND was so popular.
Sorry.
Okay, before I even forget. Back to what Ikenna said about guys being territorial. I think human beings in general are very territorial. Even women too are territorial.
Like I said, even in the animal kingdom, same thing.
Bro, that girl that is yellow
with big hair.
That's what I'm talking to you.
I mean, there's even this new trend that is going around online.
Where do you think you're that slick? You don't ask me that question. Since where were you fresh?
Like,
you're calling me fresh boy. Ali, where did you?
You call fresh boy.
I said, Jesus Christ. No, me? Fresh boy. Am I not fresh? I was shocked. They started asking me, when did you become a fresh boy? That they are calling you fresh boy.
That's what I said.
My chick back in the day.
One used to have a girlfriend. Okay.
Yes. Back when was. Yes.
Feels like a long time ago, man.
He was a long time ago. guys. Concerning client's case, you know, you see those kind of situations now. This is what I have to tell you. One of the things that matters in relation to me, in relationships to me, is respect.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be hanging out together and a man is dialing? You see what client did? I won't do it.
Mm.
Yeah, I will not do it.
Yeah,
but I will see it though. I'll wait for you to do it. And you doing it will tell me whether you respect me or not.
Okay, your own matter of respect is she has to do it, not the call, she didn't come in.
You can't control the phone.
If she calls the guy and says, okay, look, I'm with someone, I'm busy, can you stop calling? And the guy keeps calling. And she switched off her phone.
She has to be the one to call.
Bro, I am not going to do that.
And me, I'll even react to that.
I am not going to do that.
What up now?
I won't even react to that. I don't even care.
Who are you calling someone?
Last.
Me,
I'll
react to that.
Last. All I can say is, Ma asked a very good question. Because me, I'm even thinking, like, I've been in situations like that. No, I didn't clear the person. Because it felt rude. It's easy to say yes, you should do it. But it's not easy. But what I did was I withdrew.
You just withdrew.
Like, oh, but when because just going, girl, I felt someone looking at this person. I'm enjoying talking. Exactly. We're talking about shit. And I start telling you that, oh. What I did is that, okay, I started limiting those kind of talks.
You know, that is actually very tricky. Because one thing about human beings now, I feel like, even no matter how you try to approach the situation, like I said, human beings are very wicked. There's a way that you tell that girl now that, oh man, look, my babe is so calm down. She, at the back of her mind, she might say, okay, but she might now start pressing forward.
Competition.
Maybe that's why I now
understand
why
you
say,
you withdraw yourself.
You get that kiss you. When you want to clear and tell her that, you don't want the entity, she will tell you that nothing was ever there. You know, I've literally tried to kiss you before. Yes. Like, they'll deny that you got to
Wait till I tell you.
That is very tricky.
Girl, look,
tell me,
just
because I got four friendships with this. Girls are literally
Doesn't mean I like you.
They can deny everything.
No, like she's straight up
to just whatever it is.
But you don't have to go there and be like, yeah, my girlfriend said that. No, just slowly withdraw. Like, you know, get busy, get unavailable, all this stuff.
But honestly,
just start making excuses.
It's easier.
Let me tell you, people are stubborn. I agree with the method of withdrawal. But if the person keeps pressing, I feel you should clear the person.
I also tell you, look, I have a girlfriend, and she's not comfortable with our relationship. So maybe we need to just reduce the way we, you know, see each other or talk to. In fact, talking, I don't feel like talking is a problem. But maybe like seeing each other or this kind of thing. I mean, we've seen so many times, oh, my bestie, she jump on top of you, go love her. You know, you get like,
that's what we used to do those things back in the day. Like, I guess to you,
don't put me under the
bus.
Okay, he goes to school.
See, this is the whole thing. Like why Katie's grandma was like, she doesn't believe men are, boys and girls should be friends. Look, your parents didn't have male and female besties, so where did you learn this nonsense?
So wait, hold up. Based on what Katie's grandma said, me, just as a guy, as a guy, I have one thing to say about it. The girl who was with you through tough times and the girl who made you blue, which one you they follow?
The one we get, yeah.
Shikina. So according to Nathaniel.
So, but see the thing now. When you look at this matter now, when elderly people say certain things, you know, our generation, we think we know so much.
We don't know. We just have so much information.
We're
woke TVs.
You know? Then they when they talk and then it becomes popular wisdom, it's like it's been tried and tested, and like, you know, they know that there's this element of flirtation there.
Yes.
There's this chance. So that's why they say don't even, you can't be friends and it's like, neutral and it's pure and all that. Yeah. And you always have to exercise like some self restraint or like, you know, some level of discipline to be able to make it lasting.
There's a chance that they've had their own experience.
They had their experiences, plenty of experiences.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm having mine now too. I'll still tell my children not to do this, but I'm having my own experience now too. I'm having my own best friend experience now. They had theirs, and I'm having mine. And I'll tell my children the same thing. It doesn't change the fact that my children will still have theirs.
There's a TikTok. There's a TikTok trend of girls saying that, oh, I was his bestie and now I'm his wife or I'm his girlfriend or his fiance.
That happens more than
that. I introduced him to his girlfriend, blah, 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 blah.
All I'll say is,
men and women have evolved to a place where they can actually be friendly. Let's even say friends. But best friends.
That's so close.
That's intimacy without commitment.
They always said that you marry your best friend. So that statement just stamps it.
Who always say, oh, she's your lover and your best friend.
So she's just going to war.
I have friends I can go to war for. I can go to war for Napoleon. I don't want to fucking sleep on
the white man.
Like,
guy, we're fighting for a white man.
He has been with his
bro.
What's the funny time?
Bro, we went to war for nothing, man.
Mandela rolling in his grave.
My man is pissed in his grave. That's war for nothing, man.
See, but my own opinion is that I believe men and women can be friends. My next time, but
you see this best friend thing.
People always, it's always happening. The whole best friend thing. society.
They are always going to have one common.
I think that's just the problem.
It's like it's get that bond.
Cool. Where I'll have my own thing is that okay, you can have a best friend right, from opposite sex.
Yes.
And nothing can happen. But it all depends on your mindset. Both your mindset.
Because look at
you should be that understanding.
You're juggling fire. You're playing with
you have to know how to cool it down.
Yeah, at some point, you know, there may be
definitely it's and, you know, happen.
It's risky, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to really call a spade, man.
Spade is something. You generally be happy about.
See, look at this YouTuber that recently he found out he was cheating on his wife. The world found out he was cheating on his wife, and it was with one of his quote unquote besties who was non-binary. So, is it even a look? Calm down with this whole best friend thing.
See, the whole bestie thing said for more.
That's it. You never did vulnerable. You don't need place where you say you did stressed, you did messed up at that point.
Somebody now come and touch your bag.
Never said
you just
got never set you up.
Never set you up.
You don't hide. Or maybe you're drunk, you're not completely yourself, and then you're stressed. Oh my, she got the run this of
kind. You sound like they've said
something. Haven't they set you up?
They have set me up.
This young man was on his own back when we were in uni. Somebody, he was walking beside me when he party. Somebody came and took my man, pinned him on the wall. I was kissing him.
Wow. Like, from nowhere. I've had that experience before.
Like, bro, what the hell, man? Like, I'm just looking. I don't know what to do.
You see that viral video of that NYC people that they were dancing with Trump and everything. In the background, you can literally hear a woman shouting, "I beg, can't give me your number." The one guy was grinding on what she said. "I beg, after I don't finish, can't give me your number."
No,
see, the thing is just, there are some experiences that, there are some people that test you get great.
Oh, you.
If she says I am with my friend, she's with a female friend. If she says I'm with a friend,
yes,
then she's with
a man.
Definitely.
I'm going out with my friend.
No,
I'm hanging out.
She's better than men. That's
right. If you want to confirm,
I want to hear the voice.
That's the only way you confirm. I want to hear the voice.
No, your voice. Video call, my guy.
Hold on, the
reason why I said video call no they work. Omo. Make a good point. I've been on the other end. I mean, they sit down here, they still call that video call.
Okay, they do the face, and cut your own face.
Oh boy.
Even
if they turn 360, you go
bro.
Bend.
Bro, no, you don't understand. No, no.
This thing go bend.
Bro, bro.
I feel bend, give you
this. This guy could be hitting a pussy. She's like,
bro. Bro, yeah. Bro, I was here.
Nah, you guys don't eat too well then.
Just bleep this side.
Bleep this side.
about this that video call, video call. Okay. And they sit down here. They call them for down there. I say, "Oh, when you don't feel."
That means if video call not the work, or do you know the work, guy, then just forget about.
Don't forget about
it.
They go cheat on you. They go cheat on you.
They are looking for love in Abuja. You mad?
Unless they
go to your mind.
Kogi go collect mirror. Where they use the monitor?
But I'll be for that mirror. They go find way.
You don't go to Kogi before.
Guys,
no,
let me. I don't know. Honestly, when it comes to all these things, like I said, I'm just this guy that just never. The thing is that people have been with that have done me dirty. Like women, who I have never. sorry. Wait now. Like I have never given any extra energy, you know, to find out if they are doing something wrong. But I don't know that it's just me. But they always end up shooting themselves in the foot, like
you're
exposing themselves.
You're not wrong.
That's females.
Yeah. Yes, that's the
females
funny part.
Or males. Females or males.
Nothing is hidden. Okay, exactly. Nothing stays hidden under the sun forever. And I feel like when you push yourself in that position to always find out what's this thing, it's not even about that. Yeah, just see. You're actually number one. I feel you're actually just stressing yourself. Number two, they will even make it even more harder for you to find out what's going on. That's why I say sometimes when I see babes doing something, I go just day my day. Women have also attacked me and say, "Oh, why are you always nonchalant today?" I say, "Because at the end of the day, you still come and give me yourself that you have done something stupid." The first girl I dated in this Abuja.
You date for Abuja?
Yes. When I was still new. The funny thing is that the both of us both went to the same.
What's that supposed to mean? No, what's that supposed to mean? You finish. That you don't date in Abuja.
You're not supposed, man. You know the way, man. You know how this place then.
I don't know.
You will go find overachiever.
Sorry.
Flying cars and all, they caught you.
Somebody that disappeared inside toilet for 20 minutes.
Let me get back to the story. So. This girl actually, because I was in Covenant University before, you know, I changed university and all that. We both went to Covenant University.
Shout out Covenant University.
Shout out Covenant University. Fuck that place. Anyway. I withdrew. So.
We didn't like that room.
Anyways.
Because of the crack.
We were friends on Instagram. We were never friends. Like, we never met ourselves in school. But we were friends on Instagram. So when I came to Abuja, she was one of the first chicks I spotted. Like, we met by coincidence at ShopRite Apo. Then that's how everything just started. When it now came to dating and everything, you know, she was like, you know, she finished from CU, she has her whole life to plan, she wants to get married at 25, all these things. I told her, I said, okay now.
In Abuja, married at 25.
For years.
Abuda, which one is in Abuja?
Come on. Let's forget Abuja. Women actually have those plans because they are age because it's not the same for us. Like, age matters to
us. We get that. Just say that. In this day and age now, it's actually more difficult.
No, but what you want is different from what will happen.
Yes.
Wanting something.
Anyways, so she kept on going back and forth with the whole thing. Like, she wanted to be in a relationship, but me, I just told her, I said, look, me, I withdrew from CU. I didn't finish from CU. I'm still chasing my degree. I don't need you to change your life plans for me and come and be doing all these things. Because even if I graduate now, we're not in a relationship. Even if I graduate now, it will still change anything. So move on with your life. It's fine. Like, I'm good. We've had a nice time. You don't have to stick with me in this thing. She kept on pestering and I said, okay. She now came, send me long epistle, say this one, that one. I said, top. Let's enter the relationship. You know that first week of entering the relationship, you could just be like honeymoon. You could see yourselves, you know, to get to this thing. It wasn't the same thing for me. I was working then, like this time I've not even gotten my admission into this my current university. I was working then, so I would go to work and I would usually see her after work, you know. But that week, it was just weird. Like, I didn't see her for the first 2, 3, 4 days, you know. And one night, we had a conversation about one of my friends from CU, a guy who, she asked me, do I know this guy? I said, yes, we're flourmates in CU. You know him? She was like, yes. I was like, okay. I said, why did you ask me about him? And she was like, oh, nothing. She was just asking. I said,
tough.
I said,
how many weeks?
How many weeks into the relationship?
1 week.
This is just 1 week. We're in a week. We're still in that
week. Specifically, day four.
This girl was not the red flag. This girl was the red flag.
She was the red flag.
So, the communist flag of China.
Yeah. So, Anna said, okay, the second day, Anna actually, like, I was like, okay, I need to talk to her. Like, this one, I've not seen her. Like, what's going on? You know. So, I tried to call her.
Let's not talk about what's
happening. I tried to call her. She kept cutting the call. She kept ignoring the call, cutting the call. And I DM'd, I was like, you're not even texting me to tell me whether you're busy or not, but you're not this thing. So, when I called again and she now answered, she was like, it was windy. So, I knew she was on bike going somewhere. She used to live in New Dawaki.
Bro,
so
they brought wind into
me. Afterwards, after that day like ended, then she now DM'd me. She now told me sorry that she was actually having a very important like conversation with her best friend.
Oh.
I said, okay, cool, no problem. I said, so that's what stopped you from answering the phone and saying, okay, I can't talk right now, something is going on.
Hey,
I said, you didn't do that, you didn't do this. The next thing I just said to her, I said, look, I already know you did something stupid. Just expose yourself. That's what I said. And she came out straight and told me, okay, look, I actually cheated on you.
But did people hear about the I slept off thread?
Wait. Now, guess who she cheated on me with? The same guy she asked me about.
And you see my problem. You know they ever be person for Kuji with you. Wait, why is this?
So wait, let me conclude. And do you know the funny part? Do you know the funny thing? Do you know the funny thing? The following day, I was actually going to now university for an interview to get admission. And I walked into this, my guy, in now university.
Man.
He's not even a student there. He was there on business. I didn't even know he was in Abuja. But I saw him. And we greeted ourselves.
You know, you do the
and he did not know. No, he too was not even aware of what was going on.
They coming at you, bro. Like, you
know. I'm telling you.
So he didn't know.
You see?
But seriously, did people hear that I slept off trip?
Yeah.
Okay. That's basically what was happening. They just used wind instead of I slept off.
Okay. Alpha Kitty. You don't get it. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Can you remember her birthday?
Her birthday?
Yeah.
No. No. After that happened, I just simply told her, like, look, I didn't force you to get into this relationship. You force yourself. I said I didn't want to do, but you were doing this. I said, go and live your life. But this is what you did. I said, okay, you've gotten what you wanted. And I ended it, and I walked away. And that's why, this is part of the reason I'm like this today. Because some, like when I meet some women, and it gets to a point that they start doing gra-gra and telling me that they say, I say, Omo, if you tell me today that you don't want, I will peacefully walk away. I can never stay hung up on a woman.
Same.
And I feel like every guy should just be even if they call you nonchalant. Yes, there's a video I posted the other day. I don't know how I'll play this video for you guys after this thing. This guy was talking. I said, look, that nonchalance, you can use it as a weapon. You can use it as a weapon. Women want this thing. Omo, play that card. Walk away. And if you watch, they are always bothered when you're nonchalant about something they're doing. They are always bothered. Like a previous relationship I had, she said she don't want to do it again. I said, okay. I walked.
Call you back.
But she kept on disturbing my life. And let me tell you, she ended this relationship 3 to 4 times. This was a casual relationship, not even a relationship, just casual. We're just having sex. That was it. But she stopped it 3 to 4 times. And when I now came and said, okay, you want to talk? Let's talk. One question she asked me, said, like, okay. I ended things. Did you even bother to find out why? I said no. Because number one, I don't care like that.
Wait, but it's the audacity for me that you end up.
You are the one that ended things. I said fine. I will walk away, and I will always walk away. I will always walk because.
Sorry, one thing I want to say. I like
my wife.
I
say
that I will
walk
away. Yes. Like your evilness, the. I will walk away.
But yes. So as a guy, you should always see. Let me tell you, there's nothing. Let me tell you something there. If babe like you, babe like you.
True.
Simple as that.
If guy like you, like.
I'm telling you, you won't do. Let me. A babe that likes you, you won't do much.
Play that roughly for you.
You won't do much for a babe that actually likes you. So if a girl tells you today that she doesn't want to do it again. Hold your heart, press yourself, walk away. Nothing will happen. Let me tell you.
I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. So all this one, as I said, when I see babes doing the extra, I will let you. Your foolishness will still bring you to tell me that you did stupidity. And I'll send you away and walk
away.
I think that was a good episode. On the subject of being friends with the opposite sex. Me, I don't mind. We cannot be friends with ourselves. But like you said,
this is what best friend thing.
So best friend thing sounds somehow to be shallow. I don't know about you, but
your
I think it's all about boundaries. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Boundaries.
Have your boundaries. Day your day. Like I said, if she does something stupid, she'll be the one. To the guilt will hook her well.
Some don't have guilt, bro.
I mean, the person this is that this is what this is what
days after I'm very sure she did not feel guilty of about telling him that.
Exactly.
It probably was such a
thing. A casual relationship. You just block me, stop texting. John that started hooking up with someone I know too. I don't see no issues now, no wahala. You now unblock me, start texting me that me, I stop texting you.
Thunder.
Are you not hearing? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You now come to my crib and demand me to apologize for me. Stop it. Ah!
Women are wicked.
Ah!
Women are strong.
That's what actually annoyed me.
At least they're not giving you ETC. They're not giving you ETC. They're not giving you ETC.
They're not giving you ETC. And I said, look, it's cool. It's just me and you are not cool like that anymore. Which is simple. You took offense.
That's simple. Yeah,
I said that, look, but I should understand why. What happened?
Understand with you.
I said, what do you want me to understand again? Because I said, it's because I stopped.
He still tried to gaslight you. That's even what he's still gaslighting you.
See, that's why I keep telling you.
Besides
like,
that, what she just wanted is, do you know K-Wise?
On this note, but we're ending this shit. Yes. Yeah, they don't know what's up. Yeah, they don't know what's up. Yeah, they don't know what's up.